why story, right? We know story is critical. We don't need to spend too long talking about the importance of story. I mean, how stupid would your kids be if you never read them a story?
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Thanks very much. So it's good to be amongst like-minded folks here at the SFB. It's pretty exciting, you know, because, you know, we have to put up a lot of crap, don't we, sometimes when you work from home, when you tell people you work from home. You know, some people, I say, you know, I'm on a plane or something, I say to someone, oh, you know, I work from home, and they're like, oh, I know, you just sit around your undies. And those of us who work from home will tell you, you don't need undies. They're just a security measure in case you're on Skype. So it's great to see the turnout here, and everyone's I love the different interpretations of what to wear to the function today. You know, to some people it means, you know, wearing a $100 shirt, and to other people it means wearing deodorant. So thanks very much. Good on you, Walter, green shirt man. It's a pleasure to be here today. We're going to be talking about storytelling. That's my job today, talk about storytelling. I just want to tell you, first of all, I've never given this talk before. This is an original for you guys, for James. This is me cutting open everything I do behind the scenes with what I do for my various jobs. And I'm setting a timer too, because I haven't given the talk before, so I just want to keep an eye on the time. I got 30 minutes. James wanted to give me 45, and I said, let's make it 30, because like Pascal, the great French philosopher, once wrote in an email to a friend, he said, email... note, whatever you want to call it. He said, sorry for the long letter, because I didn't have time to write a short one, right? So the thing is, brevity is key when it comes to storytelling. You want to get the message across, no fat, but it also needs to follow through the process of that we're going to look at today. All right, so I want to give you a framework. I tell stories for a living. That's my whole job across everything, as I'll explain in a minute. And I've, over the years, 15 years of doing stand-up comedy, online business, all sorts of things, it's all about my story, right? So that's my whole thing, okay? So I'm going to give you the exact framework that I use, that Joel and I, another professional comedian, have talked about many times in the past and use in our stand-up, and I use in my online work to do everything and to have a business and have a career. So... now, why story, right? We know story is critical. We don't need to spend too long talking about the importance of story. I mean, how stupid would your kids be if you never read them a story each night before they go to bed, and how they learn about the world? Civilizations have evolved and learnt by telling stories since the beginning of time. And, you know, religious leaders with their stories, we remember the stories and the lessons that they tell, and we hear about them each day, every Sunday at 10 a.m. if you go to church. The same stories, they are memorable, they move you, they're educational, and they include lessons. And in a business, it's so important because they can take you out of just a competition state with another cold, blank name of a business and bring you to life. And I think that's one of the key things, is being able to transport your prospects into customers through the storytelling process. And I just think, I remember several years ago, I'm a big health nut, I'm into juices and stuff, and the nudie factory burnt down a couple of years ago. And I like didn't pay any attention to nudie, but that tragedy, they turned into a huge marketing campaign. Our factory factory burnt down, you know, and they put it on their labeling, on their juices and everything, and it became a huge selling point. And everyone was like buying, oh, let's buy nudie, because did you hear their factory broke down, right? Burnt down. So, you know, you can turn these stories into huge marketing platforms. All right, so I want to share with you today that framework, and we'll get into it in a second. Because as I said, I use it across all aspects. My online business is all based around my health recovery from a crippling autoimmune disease, which I'll tell you about in a second. My keynote presentations that I give for companies as an inspirational keynote is all about motivating them through watching my journey and overcoming sort of great adversity. And my stand-up comedy is all based around storytelling. So before I get into showing you the framework and going through it, and hopefully even taking someone's business here at the end, if we have 5 minutes at the end, we could maybe create a piece of content tell a story around it. You could send it out in an email or put it on a blog post, which is what I do with my short stories. We can do that at the end. If someone in the room wants to just say, look, I've got a really boring business or I don't like writing stories, we can come up with something real quick and you can see how easy it is and how repeatable this is to crank out and have an original, great piece of content that you can use and just use this formula for the rest of your life. So this is what, first of all, let me tell you a story. It's about meeting my wife. I just want to share about how I met my wife. I'm quite tall. My wife's little, so it's funny when you see us together because, you know, she's only 4'11". So, you know, she's not quite a midget, but, you know, she's easy to throw. Yeah, especially when she's running at me. You know, I'm talking about, we got free entry into Taronga Zoo. It was good. And she landed on a camel. But anyway, this story is about how I met her. And I was just sitting home, single, on a Friday night, as you are. You know, you're sitting at home. And it's quite a miracle how we met, because we actually met in Oxford Street. So, you know, it's kind of hard to meet a girl in Oxford Street. A girl that's always been a girl. Anyway, so what happened is I was at home and I wasn't sure what to do. So it's Friday night. So this is a true story. I text messaged one of my friends, sort of a colleague. I didn't know him well. And I said, mate, how's this party? Because I knew he was at a party. And I'll never forget, like, what he replied. He wrote, like, he said, it's a sausage fest, right? A sausage fest, right? I don't know if you guys know what that is, but, like, I had no idea what that actually meant, right? So I thought they were having a barbecue, right? Right? So I replied, can you save me one? he didn't reply. ever. So I'm like, well, should I go to this party, right? And I wasn't sure. And so maybe I should go to this party. I'm sitting there and I'm very comfortable. You know, I'm watching the TV. I thought, I don't want to leave the couch. But then I thought, you know, my dad's always said to me, I'm from the country. You know, I'm from out near Dubbo. And people know Dubbo. Yeah, pretty rough out in Dubbo. I know people from Dubbo have been to Blacktown on their honeymoon. And my dad used to say to me, Clint, you never know your luck in the big city, right? And so I'm like, bugger it, I'm going to go to this party. So I had to catch the bus into the party, right? So I'm catching the bus and I get in there and I get to the party and I find out, you know, sure enough, there's all these dudes at the party. I'm like, oh, now I understand what's going on. This sucks, right? And so anyway, there was three girls at the party and one of them was my future wife, right? And I spot her across the dance floor and she's over there with these two other girls and I think, wow, you know, they're super hot. I've got to get drunk before I can walk across the dance floor because otherwise I'm going to, you know, be too... Because I remember one time, right, I tried to walk across the dance floor and talk to this really hot chick and I walked like all the way across and I used to make up things that were really cool so I was hiding behind the sort of story and I used to walk up this one time, walked up this girl that's really hot and I just said... I take photographs of waves, right? And she just looked at me and went, well, get a picture of this. And that crushed me, right? So I knocked back. I saw the three girls and I knocked back like four beers as quick as I could. And then they started to leave. And I'm like, oh, no, you know? And so I thought, I've got to go for it. So I just like walked straight across the dance floor, walked straight to my wife and walked straight up and she had a midriff top on and a little belly button stud. So I had no idea what to say and I just said to her, first thing I said, hey, I really like the stud you've got there in your belly button. And she goes, well, it's actually a real diamond and when the light hits it, it glitters like a star, right? And I'm buzzing on four beers and I go, well, I've read the Bible and I know that the star hangs above the location where all wise men should go. And now we're married, so and it's our 50-year anniversary coming up next month. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that story so that now actually what we're going to do now is we're going to break that story down. So you're going to actually look at how I formulated that story and then I also want to take you through a serious story and we'll go from there. So does that sound good? So let's like look at that. Okay, so... This story is based on what's called the reluctant hero, okay? So this is a Hollywood... This is what this is. If you look online, you'll see similar things to this, but this has evolved of years and years of years of me starting with the Hollywood formula, the Pixar formula, whatever you want to call it, of how to write feature films, okay? So you can buy books on how to write feature films, and the structure is very formulaic. You think of films like Avatar, biggest selling box office hit before the latest Star Wars film. It's so formulaic. It's exactly like Dancing with Wolves, but with aliens. It's like the same film. Okay, you look at the latest Star Wars film. It's exactly like the first Star Wars film. Okay, so the thing with the films, we can watch them over and over again. If the story is so captivating and moving, we don't even need to have even the same different characters. I mean, look at the latest Rocky film. They're even using the same characters but putting them in different roles, right? Sylvester Stallone's just playing a different role, but we got the same sort of formula. Now, if you do the formula well, and the joke that I told you before, 100% formulaic, okay? But did it feel like, oh, this is clunky? And no, because there's little finesses that you can do, which I've applied to that so that it feels nice and natural. So in the movie game, we watch a trailer before we watch the film, okay? But when you tell a story, you have to give them the trailer at the start, because they haven't gotten excited about what's to come. Now, you see like Valley Girls, they're like, oh my God, you won't believe what happened to me. That's a trailer, okay, for the story that's coming. They've got your attention and you're hooked in. You need to hook. The most important thing is the storyteller must be excited. This is how I met my wife. This is how I actually met her, right? You've got to be excited about talking about this. And this is the biggest lesson I learned over the years of stand-up. I'm thinking, why is this story not working? It's because I don't care enough about it. I've got to give 100% of a shit about this topic, okay? So you hook them. Ordinary world, I'm sitting at home, okay, on a Friday night. A call to action, text message comes in, but it's a difficult decision. But it has to be a difficult decision because you've got to build tension, okay? If it's an easy decision, then no one cares. No one wants to hear the rest. You've got to refuse the call. You don't want to go, right? You're the reluctant hero, okay? You've had this call. You don't want to be, you know, it's like in the latest Star Wars film. I forget the name, the like replacement Luke Skywalker. What's her name? Rey, okay? She doesn't want to go and save the world and become the Jedi. She doesn't realize her powers, but she gets forced into it through against her will or because of nature, okay? It's got to be, you've got to refuse it to build the tension. And then you've got to meet the mentor. So the line in there about my dad said, you never know your luck in the big city. I don't want to be the hero in this. It needs to be accidental. My father has the experience. This creates humility, and this is a very key point. You don't naturally want to be the guy that goes out there, slays the dragon, comes home the hero. You have to have the Mr. Miyagi, right? This is the Mr. Miyagi that's in every story. Then we've got a point of no return. I get to there, I start drinking, I want the girl. Boom, it's on, okay? Hold on for the ride. We've got to build the excitement. Things are happening. Tests, enemies, and ordeals. In this particular story, I left out some of the details. In the full version of that stand-up routine, I talk about how I'm not good drinking beer and there's wine dickheads next to me and all sorts of other stuff, right? In a movie or potentially in some of your work that you might put for your business, this is where you spend a lot of your time. This is the meat of the story, okay? And then finally, we have a success. And then if you're giving a presentation, and I'll give a version of that in just a second, this is where you now teach, okay? This is a good point to teach. But your teaching has to be punchy. Boom, 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 because the story's over. Now, the best thing I ever learned is put everything into a story if you can. If you're having any kind of conversation, any kind of dialogue, teaching anyone, put everything into a story. You watch the people who you like listening to most, your friends, they put everything in a story, okay? If you can do that, you're on a winner, and you know the structure of how to do so here, okay? And then life will never be the same again. Now we're married, or the dragon's dead, or, you know, we now know how to get to Mars and come home again safely, right? Okay, so I'll put this slide up again at the end, and I can always have this printed out if people want to grab it. Now, I'm going to give you let's do a 9-minute version of my TED Talk. Okay, so I gave this TED Talk a couple of years ago, and I use it as the platform for my inspirational keynote talks that I give for businesses and so forth. I'm now going to tell you this in a very short format, and I'm going to emphasize artificially the turning points of the story, okay? So I woke up in 2006. I was up in Brisbane, up there performing stand-up comedy, just living my normal life, right? And I woke up with sore feet. This is going back 2006. I didn't know what it was. I thought my feet must have been left out of the covers at night and they'd gotten cold and they were weird to walk on, right? But I went to see the doctor a couple of weeks later when my fingers started to come into sort of inflammation. He said I had a degenerative autoimmune disease in which the body attacks the joints. It's like multiple sclerosis. And he said it affects 2% of the Australian population and it ruins lives. He told me of all the diseases he would not want to get, this would be on the top of his list, right? True, true. So I had to wait a couple of weeks to see the rheumatologist, and his treatment approach, without disrespect to anyone who has a rheumatologist friend, that's their treatment. Okay, you get a range of different drugs to treat rheumatoid arthritis, and they are only drug options unless surgery comes in, which you'll see I had soon.
James Shramko here. I hope you enjoyed that audio. That was actually half of the presentation from Superfast Business Live. If you'd like to get access to the entire presentation, I welcome you to log into superfastbusiness.com/members, and you can access the full recordings plus the full recordings from all of the events that I've run where we've had them recorded. That gives you an abundance of training and materials. Plus, I'm in there to coach you and answer questions relating to all of the topics. If you are not a member, I invite you to join. Go to superfastbusiness.com. I'll see you inside there. Look forward to helping you grow your business. I'm James Shramko, and you're listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.